This is it. America getting a preview this week of what the 24 presidential campaign could look like.
Yeah.
When you get Biden and Trump out of there, if they were to step aside, who are we left with? Ron DeSantis of Florida, Gavin Newsom of California, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's a stark contrast, right? And it's a very clear dynamic, right? Like, I always thought the Trump-Clinton campaign was kind of perfect because it was, what do you want America to be? Here's the contrast, the ultimate capitalist versus, you know, one of the leading socialists in America. And that was a contrast for people. And many people voted for Trump because they did not want what Hillary Clinton brought to the table. Every Trump voter should own that, that Donald Trump became president because how awful Hillary Clinton is, was, and always will be. And in this case, you will have a very clear dynamic because they're not, I think Newsom is a little bit older than DeSantis, but at least in terms of a younger Gen X era of people, these will be the first Gen X candidate, would be the first Gen X candidates for the major parties. And you have a very clear contrast to ask society, what do you want your country to look like? Do you want it to look like Florida or do you want it to look like California? That is a great ad that 100% sells itself.
Okay, so Newsom recently challenged Ron DeSantis to a debate. And of course, Ron DeSantis answered the call.
You have any interest in debating good old Gavin Newsom on his record taxes, state income taxes?
Well, like I said, Sean, I don't know if they can reliably keep the power on. So you go all the way up there and have a debate, and then what ends up happening, you know, if they can't keep
You'll
the lights on.
Out.
So, you know, we're happy with what we're doing. You know, what I do, though, Sean, my actions speak louder than my words. There's certain people that'll preen and do that. I understand. We get things done in Florida.
So there's going to be a lot of people that are coming out against Kamala if Biden doesn't run.
There's no way Kamala Harris will be the nominee for president if Biden doesn't run. The Democrats are going to look for something else, and it'll be ironic because the party of wokeness and equity and, you know, everybody's got to be treated exactly the same, and we've got to benefit props up for this group over that group. They will probably very likely nominate a white man to run for president once again.
Yeah, and you can see it in Newsom's recent moves. He's trying to be a little bit more moderate. He's trying to play to the middle. But it really got me thinking, Rob. Imagine that. What if it were DeSantis and Newsom? It'd be like a prize fight, wouldn't it? Yeah. What would that sound like? Oh, wait a minute. I'm feeling Michael Buffer taking over. In this corner, we have the dashing debutante wearing a tieless tuxedo with an unbuttoned collar. This professional politician is the 40th and current governor of California. In politics since 1996, this wine taster is the toast of the green dream. Defending the liberal arts, Nancy's nephew, Gavin Gruesome Newsom. And on the right side, we have the current governor of the Sunshine State, jutting out for justice like his peninsula proper, the man who sails to victory on issues, always sporting the required uniform like a World League champion in red, white, and blue, the daddy from Dunedin, Florida's fighter, America's governor, Ron DeSantis.
Very good. I like it. Very well done.
And no copyright laws were broken.